Morning, ladies and gentlemen. Record indicate all the jurors are present, and I think we're ready to call the next witness. Is that right?
We call Diping Che.
Very well. Dr. Che has previously been sworn as a witness. Is that correct? You are still under oath, Dr. Che.
Good morning, Dr. Che.
Good morning.
Just so we make sure the jury wasn't confused by your prior testimony, did you have any involvement in the decoding experiment at Illumina involving sets of 768 sequences?
No.
So, as a member of the engineering group, what was your responsibility?
My responsibility was only to develop the imaging systems.
So, I understand from your prior testimony you were checking the dyes that were sent to Illumina by molecular probes. How did you come to test those dyes?
I was trying to test one of the imaging systems.
Did Dr. Zarnik suggest you do these tests?
No.
How did you obtain the samples of dyes?
I got samples from Molecular Biology Group and Mr. Jim Beerley, I believe.
You just asked for them?
Yes.
Which dyes did you get?
I think it's 3 dyes.
And what exactly did you do with those dyes?
I measured the crosstalk and then also spectral characteristics of those dyes.
And did you see any kind of error in the labeling of any of those dyes?
Yes. It appears from the spectrum. It appears one of the labels was wrong.
Could you put up 276, please? So this is your email response to Dr. Zarnik on July 26th. Does this relate to the dyes that you tested?
I believe so.
So when you looked at the 3 vials of dyes, you were trying to look at 3 different colors?
Yes.
Instead, you only saw 2 different colors.
That's correct.
When you received this email from Dr. Zarnik, you responded, "Most likely that is the case." Did you know exactly what Jim Beerley had done in the 768 decoding experiment?
Not at all.
You weren't aware of there being 4 mixed labels of the mislabeled dye with 7 labels of the correctly labeled dye?
Assumes fact, not in evidence.
Sustained.
You have no idea?
Ask the jury to disregard.
Motion to strike granted.
No idea.
In fact, you had no idea what Jim Beerley had done in his experiment. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So why did you respond then, "Most likely that is the case"? Were you speculating?
To the most part, yes. Speculating.
So you were taking a guess that Jim Beerley had only used 2 colors instead of 3?
That's correct.
Did Dr. Zarnik follow up with you in any way after he received your response to this email?
No.
To your knowledge, did he talk to any of the other scientists that actually were involved in the 768 experiment?
I'm not aware of that.
And did Dr. Zarnik ever come to you and express any concern that because of this mislabeled dye, there might be some problem with Illumina discussing this experiment on its roadshow?
Not at all.
Could we put up 249, please? Do you remember receiving this email from Dr. Zarnik on June 20th, 2000?
I probably received that.
By this time, Dr. Zarnik was a research fellow. Do you remember whether or not at this meeting, Dr. Zarnik raised any concerns about checking dyes to make sure they were properly labeled?
No.
What was this meeting about?
I think at that time, we have been searching for the best dyes for our image systems.
Where it's referring to dye choices, was he asking the group to analyze which types of multiple dyes might be best for his purposes?
I believe it's related to some of research.
Okay. Nothing further. Thank you.
Cross-examination.